Wake up and see how beautiful everything is. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. Wake up and see how beautiful everything is. When you wake up, as I wake up, and say to yourself, I am vital, dynamic, alive, I am vital, dynamic, alive, I am vital, dynamic, alive, restfully, take a deep breath, sit in your chair, just take a moment. I'm vital, dynamic, alive, I'm vital, dynamic, alive, I'm vital, dynamic, alive. And watch the sky as it begins to lighten, as the early morning begins to come up on the day. It's just a little after 5 o'clock. And I look around my room. I look around at the furniture in my room. I'm vital, dynamic, alive. I'm vital, dynamic, alive. I'm vital, dynamic, alive. And as I say this, I see everything a little more vital, dynamic, alive. I see the lines sharper and clearer. I see the tufts on the back of my chair that I look across the room at. They're just sort of lovely and beautiful. The blue is so vital, dynamic, alive, just like I am. I look at the rafters in the room, the beautiful open ceiling rafters in the room. They're brown, made out of solid wood. And I say, I'm vital, dynamic, alive. I look at the off-white paint, the eggshell white paint, perhaps, and it is just glorious. It is sparkling and beautiful. I look at the woodwork on my closet cabinetry, built into the walls, and it is vital, dynamic, alive. Every grain of wood just sort of dances forth through the beautiful varnish on it. I look at the mirrors, and I see them crystal clear. I look at the windows in this one room alone of windows. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 windows. 6 windows. And two windows are 6 feet wide, and one window is 8 feet wide, and another window is 4 feet wide, and 5 feet wide, and 5 feet wide. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Right now they're not letting in much light because the sky is just turning into a slight little bit of a gray, as though the sun is suggesting it's going to come out and play. It's beautiful. I can see the outlines of the mountains in the distance. I can see the trees growing on the hills and on the mountains, and I can see them glorious and beautiful. I look around my house, and I have within my own yard 15 beautiful pine trees that I water several times a week to maintain them in their glorious, beautiful fashion. And they grow straight and tall and glorious. One pine tree is leaning away from the telephone and electrical cable just a little bit, and then it continues to grow straight up as soon as it's far enough away for its convenience. And Ellen came yesterday and said, Herb, we bought a bunch of plants for you. So we went to town and bought a dozen beautiful geraniums for you, and we're going to plant them. Come, join us. And so Ellen and I went in the yard, and we took out all the old pots that I had, which were doing all right, and we took the plants out. And we readjusted the soil in there and made it all fresh, beautiful potting soil. And we put the new plants into the potting boxes that I have setting up on shelves around my house. Everything is so glorious and so beautiful, so wonderfully taken care of. And in the half an hour that Ellen gave me just before she made supper, she helped me to set up the potting plants around the house to make it vital, dynamic, alive. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And then Ellen says, "Say, we got another 10 minutes. Give me a hand." And I said, "Certainly." And she says, "Take the tractor and bring it down to the monastery, or up to the monastery, and let's pick up all the pine needles that I've raked down from the hills there, and let's put them off into the holes where we're going to bury them." And I said, "All right." So I took the tractor, a great big Kubota tractor with its 7-foot blade and 7-foot reach out of a bucket and so forth, a real husky baby. And I had Ellen take Rex up to the house along with Little Love in the truck. And she put them in the house so that they wouldn't be bothered by the tractor. And I drove the tractor up there, lickety-split. And I went down on the edges of the monastery, the beautiful plateau on which it's built, lined with pine trees all around, planted over 30 years ago, growing just gloriously, tall, high into the sky, 50-100 feet high. But the pine needles had to be raked up, and Ellen had raked them up. She does all these things in between time of being the CEO and handling everything, but she does these things because she loves it. She just loves these things, and she doesn't say anything about it to anybody unless she needs a little hand. And she says, "Herb, you drive the tractor, and I'll push the pine needles into the scoop on the tractor, and you can take them off and dump them." And so I took this big tractor loader and scooped it up along the ground and left a clean spot where she had raked into the scoop all of the pine needles. I just felt Vital Dynamic alive. And I was riding on top of this tractor and scooping along. And she says, "Oh, that's too much work for you." And it was a little bit of work, but it wasn't really too much. I'm Vital Dynamic alive. And I skipped along over to, maybe about a quarter of a mile away, where I disposed of the needles. And I came back for another, and for another, and for another. And we loaded all the needles up until in 10 minutes we had everything cleaned up slick as a whistle. And everything was beautiful. Ellen had bought herself a new fan rake. It was a glorious fan rake. It was just one of the special ones, one of the better ones. And she was using it at my house at the Hermitage. And I said, "Wow, thank you for the new fan rake, Ellen. I needed one like that. I had one before, but it sort of walked away with somebody else who needed it." And she says, "Oh, well, this is yours." And I said, "Well, thank you so much." And then she took my fan rake and she raked up her needles, our needles from the monastery. And then after she was done, she says, "Now, you know, this is your fan rake." I said, "Thank you, Ellen." She says, "I'm going to buy another one for my general use so that I can keep it with me whenever I go to one of the houses and clean it up." And Ellen is Vital Dynamic alive. She just turned 70 yesterday, but she's Vital Dynamic alive. Why is she Vital Dynamic alive? Because she's interested in life. She's interested in everything that's going on. She's interested in the things that she is doing. She's not saying, "Oh, what a terrible job I have. Oh, it demands so much of me. Oh, I don't know if I can handle this." She doesn't think a thing about that because she knows that the job is what she created it to be. And she created that job to be rewarding and uplifting and Vital Dynamic alive. And all of the people that she deals with, all of the students all over the world who are calling her night and day, asking her for advice, asking her for direction, and she is one of their proctors and she is one of their directors. Sylvia proctors and Ingeborg proctors and everybody. I proctor sometimes too, but mainly I don't anymore. I used to proctor them all, but I let them proctor now, and they're doing a marvelous job. taking the student's work from the undergraduate or the graduate or the postgraduate work, and all of the students are just glorifying in the training and the studying that the proctors do. And one of the things that makes everything so beautiful for every one of my proctors and makes them so vital, dynamic, alive, is that they live according to principle. And the principle here, the rules at the monastery, say that everyone does the work in first person present tense positive. They write in beautiful, clear sentences. They say exactly what they want to say. They say exactly in 100 words for every essay. And whatever the requirements are for the book reviews and the tape reviews and for the thesis and dissertation, they do exactly that way. It's all decided in words. It's not decided in pages, because some pages might have big type or little type, and some pages might have double space, and some pages might have 1.5 space. It all depends. Everything is supposed to be double spaced, and everything is supposed to be a similar type, but it doesn't work that way when you have computers that give you such a wonderful facility to provide yourself with the type styles you like so much. I'm vital, dynamic, alive, I say to myself. And as I go around, I say I'm vital, dynamic, alive. Sylvia says she's vital, dynamic, alive. And she goes and does the preparing of our gist and the preparing of our students' lessons and the preparing of our activities in her area. And Ingeborg, handling all of the book sales and the book mailings and all of the details that she handles, and transcribing many of the things into different languages. And we have just a vital, dynamic, alive group here who are just happy as can be. And that's because they as I, start out their day saying, I'm vital, dynamic, alive. They get up, they look around, and they see how wonderful everything is. And they know that everything is wonderful because they have called it so. I have called it so. I have called my world wonderful. I have called my world vital, dynamic, alive. I've called my world good and very good. And so it is. And this is exactly the way it is for me. We all have the opportunity to name it and claim it. We all have the opportunity to understand what world we're living in. We all have the opportunity to be who and what we are. We can be less than we are if we want to proclaim that about ourselves. We can say, I'm just starting to swim. I'm just learning how. I'm just learning. I'm just becoming aware of my talent in doing these things. Or we can say, I swim beautifully. I hike beautifully. I'm vital, dynamic, alive with enthusiasm, not with a threat, but with enthusiasm. I'm vital, dynamic, alive. And as we say that, so it is. Did you ever wake up in the middle of the night with a crick in your back for some reason? You might have twisted or turned some way. You might have lifted something in a manner that your back objected. And then say, oh, my back. And then you say to yourself, oh, no, no, I'm vital, dynamic, alive. I'm vital, dynamic, alive. I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. I'm vital. You're reforming the information that your back has, that your body has, that your head has, that your fingers have, that your heart, your lungs, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. And so you say, I'm vital, dynamic, alive. And their body says, hey guys, you were going to bring some pain in here. Forget it. This is a vital, dynamic, alive body, and there's no pain allowed. This is a vital, dynamic, alive body, and there is only vital, dynamic, alive feelings and attitudes and business about this body, about this life, about this being. Wow. Yeah. That's like those stem cells just waiting to be told what to do. Our body is waiting to be told what to do. And if we have strained it, if we have handled it a little improperly, and it complains, then we have to say, whoops, hey, sorry about that. I'm vital, dynamic, alive. Just forget that time that I twisted or turned or did something improperly, and just know I'm vital, dynamic, alive now and always. And then, as you proclaim this, as I proclaim this, as we all proclaim this, it is there, because that's our reality. That's who we are. Now, make this your reality today and thoroughly enjoy it and be 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 it. And know that I'm right there with you, calling it forth in me, and I see you, a reflection of me, vital, dynamic, alive. And I love you. I love you. I love you.